nice the first time. By that 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, you like, now I said, your language and your tone changes a little bit. After somebody had to ask you something a number of times, they would become a little more aggressive in their tone, a little more stern in their speech.
You don't put them down, I'm gonna smite your black ass with it.
Not just your A, your black A. Peace, Truth Tribe. If you are already a part of the tribe, be a Truth Tribe public or be a Truth Tribe private. If you are not already a part of the tribe, welcome. I'm author, counselor, and coach Zara Harrison, helping you remember that love doesn't lie or expect you to live one. Why? Because we are not to be a fool for love. Nope. Love is wisdom, and that wisdom is so healing. So over here, we do not love toxic people the same way we do healthy people. If you agree, consider joining Truth Tribe at ZaraHarrison.com/Truth Tribe Connect. Y'all, I had to share this because I wanted to talk about this and see what you thought. Let me play this video. I'm gonna look at it on my computer over here while y'all look at it right here.
30 years I smoke cigarettes. Probably can hear it in my voice. God told me if you don't put them down, I'm gonna smite your black ass with lung cancer. And he, well, that's in the Bible, right? I hope I ain't offend nobody, but that's what he told me, straight up. If you don't put them down, I'm gonna give you lung cancer. I ain't picked up one since that day, and I smoked for over 40 years. God delivered me. He delivered me.
Straight up like that.
Offend nobody, but that's what he told me, straight up.
That's what he told me, straight up. You from North Jersey? Cause that's where I'm from. That's how we talk. And that's what he told me, straight up. What do you think about what she just said? You tell me in the comments what you hear her saying. I hear her saying,
you don't put them down, I'm gonna smite your black ass with it.
Smite in Merriam-Webster says, to strike sharply or heavily, especially with the hand or an implement held in the hand. To kill or severely injure by smiting, injuriously, smitten by disease. Some people saw this and they're like, first of all, the Most High cursed that you. He said he gonna smite your A. No, 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 no. Not just your A, your black A. With lung cancer. I'm laughing at how she said it. I'm not here to debate about whether she's right or wrong with what she's saying. But what I wanted to bring to y'all was two questions, and I want y'all to answer this in the comment section. I really want to know, like, one, do we think the Most High curses at us? A lot of people think curses are just like a demonic thing. They don't see y'all in that way. I'm gonna injure you, strike you with lung cancer. Now, I know in my personal life, there are times when the Most High has been very loving, very warm, unmatched love. But there are times, and I don't know a lot of these times, me personally, it don't take me long to obey the Most High. Usually, like, the first time he asks me to do something, I'll do it. The most is maybe like twice. Usually y'all don't have to ask me more than 2 times or convict me before I respond. I don't play with that. Like, delayed obedience is disobedience, and I don't want to walk in disobedience. My take is, if he gotta talk to you more than a certain amount of times, he might get that harsh. Even in our own lives, when you talk to your children and you ask them nice the first time, someone you're in love with or a family member or, you know, whoever, you ask them nice the first time, by that 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, you like, now I said, your language and your tone changes a little bit. After somebody had to ask you something a number of times, they would become a little more aggressive in their tone, a little more stern in their speech. Starting off with that, I don't know, for me in my personal life, if he would start off talking to me like that, but I do believe if I kept walking to disobedience, I would get another version of his discipline than what I'm used to. I like the version that I get now. Listening. 1, 2 times top.
Truth Tribe Connect membership. It's like going to the gym for your heart, and you'll probably make a friend, but we never charge you for the friends you meet. Start your membership today at ZaraHarrison.com/Truth Tribe Connect membership, or click the link in the description.
Y'all, maybe you do delay your obedience, and maybe y'all has he spoken to you this way? Second, do you think that y'all will use disease to punish someone? Hold on, that can be touchy, because some people are gonna be like, well, are you saying that everybody that has the disease got it from y'all? No. Well, are you saying that everybody that has a disease is being punished? No, not what I'm saying. But listen to what she prefaced. She said that she was smoking. If you are participating in certain behaviors, it's going to open the door for certain diseases or for certain consequences, right? That's just reality. Everybody that has a disease, I'm not saying they're in sin or they were doing something that opened the door that is necessarily their fault. Sometimes it's not your fault. Sometimes it's intergenerational trauma. If it's in your line, it shows up in your life, even though you're walking righteously. Sometimes it's who you hanging around that you expose yourself to. You're not necessarily doing wrong, but you're around somebody. Somebody who does, and it opens the door. But that's the second question. Do you think Yah would use something like disease to, in her words, smite you with? Or do you feel like that's not Yah doing that? This is just a consequence of that behavior. Do this, you get that. Put the seed, you get this harvest. Or is it Yah doing it? It could turn out a number of ways. Everybody that smokes doesn't get cancer. Everybody that eats a certain way doesn't always stay healthy. You never know like what the outcome is gonna be. The Most High has many multiple choices in a sense. Do you think there would be this multiple choice? Like, I can give you this, I can give you that, and I can give you that. Based on how usual, I'm gonna give you that. Do you think that's like kind of what the Most High does sometimes? The degree of how he responds to you is directly linked to your obedience, how you respond. She stopped smoking. She was real and she was like, look, this is what it is. Sometimes we're so used to hearing this soft, sweet version of Yah and the Messiah, like they just did sweet. When I say sweet, I don't mean loving. I mean like soft to the point of you don't have no boundaries, don't get firm with people, won't check nobody. Go ahead and read some limitations, some revelations. Yah has a beautiful, soft, sweet side to him, but he got the other side. I don't know that side of him, and I don't want to know that side of him. What do y'all think? I just had to share this with y'all. Think about the ways that the Most High responds to us. I told you earlier in the video, and I say this all the time in most of my videos, you can't love toxic people the same way we do healthy people. You gonna get from me, if you give me a certain, you won't get a different version of me. People who have a version of me that's very loving and very sweet, and it's people who got a version of me that they don't like me because I'm playing. Like, this ain't playtime. Don't play with me. You won't get a loving, beautiful, beautiful version of him, but don't play with him because you won't know him in a whole nother way. Maybe this is the side of him that she's seen. Y'all let me know. I encourage you. I'm going to give you a prompt to journal. Journal about obedience. How do you feel about obedience? He has patience, but you don't want to bring him to the point where he gonna smite your yeah, that mean he had to talk to you a little bit too much time. Journal about that.
Those thoughts are way too heavy to carry in your mind. Put it in a journal like this one. I made it so easy for you to do. You can release your true feelings, resolve negative defeatist thinking, and talk to the Most High in the section for daily petition. Congratulations on making your self-care a priority with this purchase of my Truth Tribe Daily Journal, helping you maintain your self-care in 3 simple steps.
Remember to leave a comment and use that journal prompt. You can use the official Truth Tribe journal to journal about it. If you are already a part of the tribe, peace. If you are not, thanks for watching. See y'all next time.